We are living in challenging times. On the whole, our Western culture, which was permeated by Christian thinking in the past, is becoming more anti-Christian. We are seeing steady increases in gay marriage, support for abortion on demand, unwillingness to obey authorities, unwillingness to work, marriage being abandoned, clothing being abandoned, an increase in pornography, an increase in lawlessness, and aggressive marketing campaigns by atheists promoting their religion, to name but a few areas. Christians are fighting for their freedom and being labeled as the bad guys, even in a so-called Christian nation. What has happened in society to bring about these changes? Why is it that many people are cynical and seem to be closed to the gospel when we talk about Christ? There must be some foundational reason for this change. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, we read of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times. Do we have real understanding of the times we live in? Why are we seeing the collapse of Christianity in the Western world? What is the fundamental cause? What are the basic reasons for why modern society has turned more and more away from Christ? Even in the great nation of America, with the greatest Christian influences in the world, with more Christian resources at this time than any other time in its history, we see this nation becoming less Christian every day. More each year are using the phrase Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Nativity scenes, crosses, and the Ten Commandments are being banned from view in public places. Creation, prayer, and the Bible have largely been eliminated from the nation's secular education system. And for all the churches, megachurches, and church programs, the church is not touching the culture as it used to. I contend it is because the culture has, by and large, invaded the church. Years ago, our Western society was based largely on Christian absolutes, built on the Bible. People knew what was right and what was wrong. Behaviors such as sexual deviancy, easy divorce, public lawlessness, gay marriage, abortion on demand, pornography, and public nudity were considered to be wrong.
Varying punishments for offenders were meted out by society.
Moral judgments were basically built on biblical principles, for example, the Ten Commandments. Most people accepted or respected a belief in God and, to a large degree, held to Christian morality. In recent times, however, more and more people have rejected the Bible as the absolute authority on which to build one's worldview. As people have increasingly rejected belief in God's authoritative word as the foundation for their thinking, they have also questioned the basis of the morals of the society in which they live. For instance, if there is no God, then why should they obey any of the Ten Commandments? Why should anyone say gay marriage is wrong? Why should women be barred from having abortions whenever they desire? Once people eliminate God's word as the basis for their morality, they set about to change any laws based on Christian absolutes that held God as creator, and thus owner, of everything. Christian absolutes have been diluted or removed as the basis of society and replaced with a worldview that says, we do not have to accept that the Christian way of doing things, basing our world and life views on biblical principles, is the only way. We must tolerate all religious beliefs and ways of life. We determine right and wrong. I believe we are increasingly in a situation similar to that described in the book of Judges. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Judges chapter 21, verse 25. When there is no absolute authority, that is, when the Bible is not the foundation of our thinking, moral relativism permeates the culture. We live in an era when people are demanding tolerance of different moral views. However, this tolerance really means an intolerance of the absolutes of Christianity. This false idea of tolerance has subtly undermined Christianity, and most Christians have not recognized what was really happening. Many Christians have been deceived into believing they have no right to impose their views on society. We are told, for instance, that anti-abortionists have no business impressing their particular bias on society. Have you ever heard anyone say this about the pro-abortion groups? The result is that one bias is imposed on society by the pro-abortionists, legalized abortion on demand. No matter what you do, you cannot avoid the fact that in these situations, one view is being imposed on someone by someone else. There is no such thing as neutrality, although many Christians become ensnared in the trap of believing there is.